ça va. Dans des pays de gondes de chez nous. In the skies of November to gloomy. The Pandora van or 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That big ship and twelve was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship bore the pride of the American side. We're back from somewhere in Wisconsin. As the big freighter's guild was bigger than most, very good captain, well seasoned. And holidays and turned with a couple of steerers, with a death for me, though differently framed. Then later that night, when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? November comes steaming. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait, and the gales of November came smashing. When after they came it was freezing rain, in the face of the hurricane west wind. At 7 p.m. a brew target was blazing. Oh, that's been good to know you. The captain went in, he had more coming in. The big ship and crew was in peril. And then later that day, the lights were the same. In the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Such as those in either bed, whitefish bathing, what 50 more miles behind her. They might have split up, or they might have capsized, they may have broken a band of water. And all of them amazes the faces of the leaves, of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and days are for sportsmen. And far below Lake Ontario makes in what Lake Erie can center. And the iron boats go as the banner is on. The gales of November remember. Thank you.
Fitzgerald, the bedroom in time for his bed on Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend is unheard, the tone, and the big leg ain't gonna get you good.